They burned most everything in the riverlands. Our fields, our granaries, our homes. They took our women, and they took them again. When they was done, they butchered them as if they was animals. They covered our children in pitch and lit them on fire.
Brigands, most likely.
They weren't thieves. They didn't steal nothing. They even left something behind, Your Grace.
It's the king's hand you're addressing, not the king. The king is hunting.
Fish, the sigil of House Tully. Isn't that your wife's house, Tully, my Lord Hand?
These men, are they flying a sigil? A banner?
None, Your Hand. The one who was leading them, taller by a foot than any man I've ever met, saw him cut the blacksmith in two. Saw him take the head off a horse with a single swing of his sword.
That sounds like someone we know. The Mountain.
You're describing Sir Gregor Clegane.
Why should Sir Gregor turn brigand? The man is an anointed knight.
I've heard him called Tywin Lannister's mad dog. I'm sure you have as well.
Can you think of any reason the Lannisters might possibly have for being angry with your wife?
If the Lannisters were to order attacks on villages under the king's protection, it would be...
That would be almost as brazen as attacking the hand of the king in the streets of the capital.
I cannot give you back your homes or restore your dead to life.
But perhaps I can give you justice in the name of our king, Robert.